And basically the Mishnah is talking about when we say there's pigul, and the rule is, when do you say there's pigul? When there's another enabler that enables this to be eaten. But if this enables itself, then there is no pigul over there. Okay, so we said like kaimitz, for example. Kaimitz, there's nothing else that's matter the kaimitz. The kaimitz matter itself. So somebody would eat part of the kaimitz. So if somebody had a wrong foot by the kaimitz, the rest of the mincha is nispagul, and if somebody eats it, they'll get cutters. But if you ate the kaimitz itself, you don't get cursed. It's awesome, but you don't get cursed. Says the Gemara, Kol shesh lamatid in bein lozim bein lozbech, hayom nomi chai pigul. Tarama we learned, oi einu mevi elakiyetze b'shlamim. Where do we learn out the whole idea of pigul? We already had a few weeks ago. We learned pigul, we learned out from shlamim, because it says him, ochel ye ochel b'psar zevach shlamav. By yom hashlishi, and we decided, it doesn't mean literally eating it the third day, because we already know the concept of noise. And it says that lo ye choshev loy. We said means he didn't have the right machshava, and then we learned the pigul. So we would have thought that only animals which are similar to shlamim, ma shlamim miyuchadi. What do we know about shlamim? It's a carbon from the few kabbanas that can be eaten for 2 days or one night. So I would have thought that when we have the mitzvah, the eater of pigul, only those kabbanas similar to shlamim. Af kol nechel shayom laechad. Only those kabbanas that also can be eaten 2 days or one night.
What is other than?
Well, soon to in a minute. Nechol liyayim v'layla minayin. How do you know carbon plate, for example, or a chatzos that can only be eaten one day or one night? How do you know this pigul there as well? Tamar loyim, it says in the pasuk, every word in the pasuk is marbe, mipsar. Mipsar means any animal that has flesh. Okay. Kol sheshi nechol cholin. So all we know is that what? Ima ochel yachtomatic. Only carbon is that part of it is eaten. Oyla she'ein shirah necholin. A carbon oyla that nobody eats from the meat, it goes straight on the mizbeach. Minayin, how do you know there's a pigul over there? Tamalayim is zevach. It says a posse mipsar zevach, any carbon. L'rabba, minayin l'rabba. Okay, we know animals, how do you know to be marba? Oifa is birds, menachas, and also flower offerings. Adshani marba miva marba loishem shal metzayda. What happens is, but the metzayda, besides the guilt offering he brings, and we sprinkle the blood of the guilt offering, we also bring a loishel shemen, which is sprinkle on them, on the mizbeach, and then we sprinkle on the parechas. And then we go ahead and we put it on his right earlobe, right thumb, and right toe. And the leftover oil, they can eat it, and it's treated like kachim. How do you know that this pigul is tamar loimer? While you're spraying it on the parechas, if you have a mind to eat the oil in the wrong time. I know it's pigul, tamalim. In all of these cases, it says in another pasuk, it says, v'nozru mikachmei, so he tells the kohen, be careful of kachim, and don't be mechalit, asher heim magdishim li, anything which they are magdish to me, including this oil, anything. V'osi noise, and we learn out, and it says in pasuk altogether, and we use this pasuk before to teach the dinim of tumah, how you know the tumah. So v'osi noise, we learn out noise chil metumah. Here it says v'lo yechalu shem kochi, and my noise it says kedush shem chil. So we learn like chil metumah, whatever korban is shayach to noise. But also pigul, and then you learn that pigul oven menoise. It says avoyna yisa, and by pigul it says one nefesh achels man avoyna tisa. So we learn that oven menoise. So therefore, we learn that one it includes all these kabbanis. So the obvious question is: since we conclude all mamish everything, so why does the Torah highlight shlamim for pigul when it applies to every carbon? Well, ma'achash say for the rabbis called over lama nemer shlamim. So why do we say that didn't pigul only by shlamim? Ma'ata now, let me tell you, ma shlamim, because there is a certain qualification. Just like shlamim miyuchadim is unique. She yesh lehen matirin, that there is that the blood, for example, that you spray is matir other parts, and where is the pigul in the other parts? Bein la'adim bein l'zbeach, whether it's the parts that end up with the person in the flesh, or whether the part that goes in his back like the fats. Av koshi yesh lehen matirin, anything which has another enabler, so it's in the spagul. Bein la'adim bein l'zbeach, hayom shal pigul. But if it is matter itself, like the kaimitz of a minchas matter itself, then there's no like a card minchas kainim where there's no kaimitz and there's no clay shot to go straight to the mizbeach, there's no matter there, even if he had the wrong thoughts, there's no pigul. Says Gemara, okay. And now the Gemara spells it out. Ha'oyle, so where do you have the matir? Now I'm going to give a number of cases. Where do you have the matir? By oyle, doma, when you spray the blood of the mizbeach, matir, what is it doing? It's matir, the basar for the mizbeach. The oida and the hide, the koinim. So it's being matter that for the koinim. Oilasa oiv, the oil of an oif, which also gets totally burned. Again, doma, it's blood when you spray it on mizbeach. Mati, it enables, as psora, the flesh of the bird, the mizbeach. Chatasa oiv, by a bird offering, which is a sin offering, the koinim get to eat it. So again, doma, mati, psora, the koinim, is mut for the koinim. Parim hanisrafim, this idim hanisrafim, those oxen that get burned and the goats that get burned, where you sprinkle it in the inner mizbeach and then you take the animal and you burn it all the way outside of the Beis HaMikdash. Doma matir es emureim lekarev, but the fats get brought up on the mizbeach, so the blood is matir that. Umoitziani, what am I excluding? This is from our Mishnah, es hakoimetz. Koimetz is not, the koimetz is not matir. There's nothing there, it's matir the koimetz. The koimetz is matir itself. It's a levina, the same thing with the levina. There's nothing else that's matter the levina. Tetra already asked before, we learned before that there's two things you have to do. You have to do kaimitz levina. If you did the levina without the kaimitz, you cannot eat it. Is that really called a matter? So he said, because there's like two parts of one, it's not considered there's another matter. It's like, it's part of it. The haktoide, the same thing with toide, there's nothing else that's matter the toide, it's just it itself. Or minchas kaini, the minchas kaini, which gets totally burnt on his beach, so there's nothing else that's matter it. Or minchas, there's no kaimitz there. Or minchas kain, hamashiach, and the chavisim, the kain gadol brings every morning and after the afternoon. Or minchas nesachim, and the mincha that you bring for nesachim with the carbon, vahadam, and the blood. There's nothing else that's matter the blood. Rab Shimon says, I go further. You don't want to know why we learn for shlamim? Not only to limit it to where you need a matir, but the Pshimah says, Ma shlamim miyuchad, we had in our Mishnah, but what so you single, what can you single out about shlamim? She yesh boy al mizbeach hachitzen, that a shlamim is brought on the outside mizbeach. V'chayovin olav, and that's where you have pigul. The only kabbanas that you have pigul are kabbanas that are brought on the outside mizbeach. Kabbanas that are brought on the inner mizbeach, there's no pigul. Afko she yesh no mizbeach hachitzen, chayovin olav is a pigul. Yotzu, for example, pari man is rafim, misi man is rafim. But these things here, where you spray the blood and the inner mizbeach get burnt totally outside, they're not treated on the mizbeach like shlamim. Ein shepigul. So he goes a step further. Let's analyze now the brayse. It says
can obviously
sign
despite the fact that they're removing
but the dam isn't. Amamar. Yaitse Bishlami said we would have thought that it's limited only to Kabbanah and Shlamim. And like Moshe asked, my new, what carbon are we talking about that's similar to Shlamim? And for the Gemara, Pchoid, a carbon Pchoid, Nechel, Shneyami, Valech. A Pchoid is, it seems to be more similar to Shlamim than the other carbon. And other times, Hesed points out, we don't compare Pchoid to Shlamim, because Shlamim is something that I voluntarily bring forward. The Pchoid is foisted upon me from the Eibishter. It's natural. So in certain respects, that's the Metzi'ah thing. But in Halachah thing, in certain respects, it's similar to Shlamim because it's eaten the same length of time. But my Osi, so how Taka will we do it? You don't eat 2 days in one night. We would have thought. And in the case of Pigul, what do we mean Makbid here? We're talking about time, length of time. Now, how, so Gemara would have said, we only would have thought that Pchoy is similar to Shlamim. How is Pchoy similar to Shlamim? But my, Asi, how would you have learned Pchoy is similar to Shlamim? Iba Mematzino, have we learned it just because they're very similar? What do we find over here by Shlamim, 2 days in the night, they have Pigul. And Pchoy is 2 days in the night, the same thing should be Pigul. Igal and Mifl, we can ask, Malu Shlamim, how can you compare the two? Shlamim has such a different set of circumstances. For example, Shlamim, you have to press the head down with your energy, and by Pchoy, you don't do that. Then the Sachim, Shlamim comes with libations, and Pchoy doesn't. Tnufas you have to pick up the breast and the shank and you have to wave it, lift it with a koyin. You don't do that by b'chayr. So in one thing there's the same because 2 days in the night, therefore you would think that there's other dinim are the same. You see, there are so many other dinim that shlamim have, they don't share with b'chayr. Why punk the dinim pigle would you share it? Ella, you know what we would have thought, how to include b'chayr, mihim he'ochel ye'ochel. It says in Pasuk he'ochel, which is a klal. It says ye'ochel, which is another klal. And then it says, which is a prat, we have a rule, klal, prat, a klal, is marbe, kein, a prat. What are we going to be marbe? What's the most similar to shlomi when it comes to 2 days a night? We'll say a b'chayr. Freddy Gemara, what are you talking about? There's not a klal, prat, a klal, it's klal, prat. You have hey ochel, which is one klal, eat anything, yeah, ochel is another klal, and after that it says psa zevach shlomov. So it's not a klal, prat, a klal, it's two klal after another. So the Gemara on Marava, we already have this rule a number of times. Kida Amri Inchi, like people say, Marava say, that's all. Call Mokim Shata Moitzi Shnei Klolos Hasmuchim Zelaze. If you find two Klolim next to each other, Hatel Prat Benem, take the Prat which follows them and sandwich it between them. And Vedoinim Bechal Prat, treat as if it's a Klal Prat. And therefore, we would be Marava Bechayir. So why didn't the Torah write this way? Which one? B'chayr is a kachim kalim. You can eat anywhere in your shalim.
So if you say that shlomim is pure voluntary, that's your approach, you said that a kol chadigah at least on the field of shalosh regolim, we have to bring lower upon a reka. You said that's again a different thing from shlomim because you got a chiyuv to bring.
Definitely, because kol chadigah is only day and night, not day and night. The moment you have a length of time difference, already changes it. So you would like to. And then we go, not only do we talk about something similar, we extended beyond that. Because of, we extended way beyond that, and how do we know? Because it says in the Pasuk, Asher Heim Magdishim Li, anything that they make Kodesh for me, So we learn from Zevach to include, to learn the Psar to expand it, then we learn from Zevach to expand even another we don't need from, and then we did Asher Heim Magdishim Li to expand even to a Loishim, and your Eifers, Menachas, and also a Loishim Matzaida, Achani Marba Loishim Matzaida, Hamani, who is this? Who holds, if you remember the Mishnah of yesterday, by a Loishim Matzaida we had a Machlaikis. Everyone agrees that the Loishim Matzaida is that we said the loik shel metzoda, there's no pigul by a loik shel metzoda because it's matted itself. But we said if you bring it together with the osham, it's brought at the same time as the guilt offering. So I made hold that if the osham turns out to be nispagul, the oil gets tagged and dragged along with it. But everyone agrees that if you brought the oil a few days later, which you don't have to really bring in the same day, it's not part of the osham. If the osham is nispagul, no effect, no bearing on the oil. But here it's saying over here that the loy shel shemen also becomes a spagel. This obviously follows a mayor. The Tanya, loy shel shemen, sorry, chayom lam shepigel. Who holds that loy shel shemen is included in pigel? That's a mayor. Divrei rameh. And the reason is because it comes together with the asham. The difference is it's part of the asham. The chacham holds, even when it comes to the asham, it's not part of the asham. There's no pigel by a loy. A bazay, a masefer. So this is obviously a mayor. But then the next thing it says, umaytani, but what will I exclude? Minchas nesachim. I exclude the mincha of nesachim because there's nothing else that enables it. And dam and blood. Now, Minchas Nesachim is the same story. You bring it together with a carbon, but you don't have to bring it straight away. You can bring it 10 days later. That's why the Rebbe says that, you know, you can link Krishna without putting on tefillin. It says, you know, link Krishna without putting on tefillin, because it's as if you bring a Zavach Tal Nesachim. But since the din by Nesachim is you can bring Nesachim 10 days later, you can say Krishna in the morning without tefillin and then put on tefillin later when you say Krishna. The Fiyuk Rebbe said you have to put on tefillin when you say Krishna in the morning. Every Bach used to put on again in the morning and say Krishna in the tefillin. You're not allowed to. It says you're not allowed to say Krishna, not tefillin. It's like you're bringing a carbon without its nesachim. It's like about our brachas we had when we learned the Mishnah from the year and a half now. Near 3/4, you remember. Bring back memories. I just told you now you can't say the chiyuv. The chiyuv of Krishna.
When you say Krishna in the morning, chiyuv. You're doing it because of the chiyuv in the morning because you got to daven light.
You say, Kshartam l'oysa yedecha. You're talking about tefillin, you're not wearing it. What's going on here? So it's like you're saying the carbon without bringing the nesachim with it. So the Fiyuk Rebbe said that you have to say in a bachim before Lord Chassidus in the morning, you should say Krishna with tefillin. And then. But the Rebbe said that, which is interesting, the only case where I know that Rebbe changed something for you, Rebbe, and he says because. Because the Gemara says like here, we'll have later that a Zevach, you can bring the Nesachim 10 days later, so you can bring the tefillin the next time you say Krishna. But anyway. Rameyin is the one who holds that Nesachim together with the carbon can be nispagel. The Chum hold, if you bring it together with the carbon, it's not really part of the carbon, cannot be nispagel. Here we're excluding Nesachim, which means we follow Rambanan. How could it be the beginning of the Mishnah follows Rameyin? We include Loik Shal Shem, and then we exclude Nesachim. Reading Mara V'adam, Asa L'Rabanan, Netanya, Nischi Behem Echayon Lashe Pigol, the Nesachim Behem Echay Pigol, Mipnei Shadam Azev and Matidin, the Kodim Rameyin. Made hold because the blood of Zavach is a part of it. Omro Levala Odom Mevis Vachayim, and Nesachim Mekanas Rayam, and they said back to him, but a person can bring the carbon today, and it can bring the Nesachim in 10 days from now. You're right. When I say over here minchas nezachim, I'm talking about a loy shel shemen that comes with a zavach, and therefore we're going over here completely according to Rameh. How much is Rameh? That if the nezachim is with a zavach, it's hakadosh nezachim spagul. Here, talking about nezachim without the zavach, therefore it's not spagul. Says the Gemara. I'm talking about if you bring with the Zevach. So Lechayda, who holds the Sochim is a Meir. And therefore you just told me that we're excluding the Sochim, which means it follows Rabbanon. How could the beginning be the Meir and end be Rabbanon? There's a third opinion, Rebbe. Our Braisa here is Rebbe Domad. He holds Loik Shel Shemen. He holds that Loik Shel Shemen is different. Because Loik Shel Shemen, you also have to spray, sprinkle it on the Pareiches the 7 times before you bring it to the Metzeda. So therefore, you have a Matir. Forget the Korban Oshem. You're right. That's a Machlekin Chacham Alameh. I'm discarding Korban Oshem. Rebbe introduces a new concept which no one else agrees with, that the Loik Shel Shemen has its own Matir, which is the spraying on the Pareiches. That it's matonis. No, he holds you're not allowed to use it. That when does the oil become valid to be used in matonis? Only after you spray, because that's what's matonis. Since it's the matonas that are matonas, so therefore it's also pickle. But not the carbon. I'm talking about the maton itself. No one else agrees. What's the story? The time we learned, a loik shemen of oil, moilin boy, there's me'ila, atche yizre kadam, until you sprinkle the blood of the carbon. Because nizre kadam, once you sprinkle the blood of the guilt offering, that was the matter for the oil. And therefore, loin nani, you shouldn't have any enough until you do whatever you have to do. Above a loin moilin. There's no me'ila here, also matter, because you already did the matter. Come along, Rebbe. No, moiling actually eating matter noisav. Rebbe holds no. The matter is spraying in on the breiches. The shavi only with loy shem, nothing else. No, only by loy. Yeah, but keep a carbon we said before, the 43 sprays, you have to spray all of them.
Yeah,
but that's the dam of the carbon. Here we're talking about the loig is a separate entity altogether. And usually we learn, like everyone else learns, is the dam of the usher you bring first, and then after you spray the dam of the usher, the loig shem now is ready, it's been activated. He's saying within the shem itself, because there's another activity, that is what activates the loig shem. And so therefore, there's me'ila until then, because still you haven't done what he's supposed to do. But everyone is not allowed to eat it. Actually, you know the excess oil we learned before has the kosher kosher idea. Actually, eat it matan sheva matan b'chinas until you discharge, you know, all the chiyuvim with oil. So what do they basically answer? That this braisa follows Rebbe, and therefore, they, of course, they agree with the chachamim that the minchas nasachim, even though it's brought to the animal, is, does not become pickle, it's a separate entity. And why is loy shemen included in the pickle? Because it goes according to Rebbe that the matter, there is a matter here. The matter is the spraying it on the kapreiches. They told him for Rebbe Yemi, I'm a gavra rabba k'Rabbi Yisif. Such a great man like Rabbi Yisif, he looked and heard he is, he's a Sinai. Leimu ki hamilsa should say something like this. What about loig that comes for itself? The loig that comes for itself, the cool out everybody, matanois of shodilei. If you bring the loig on its own, let's say you didn't bring there the carbon. Everyone will agree that if you don't bring there the carbon, so what's the matter for the oil? Spraying it seven times on the pareches. The cool out matanois of shodilei. And yet, loig mafagin lei. And yet, just because Rebbe holds that the matanois are matter, it doesn't mean automatically you draw a bow by saying, okay, therefore it must be that that's a matter, and therefore it's pickle. And yet, everyone agrees in this, even though that they're definitely everyone agree there's a matter there, but there's still not considered. Pigol, the time you learn, loy shem mitzayi, the chayyav, no lemeshul pigol, mitneshet dam matidl behind us. That the loy shem mitzayi, you know why chay pigol? Not because of the spraying of the blood, but because of the dam of the ashram. This is Amei's opinion again, though you bring it together, the ashram is tied with it. Omel Amei, but the other maybe Hashem achshav loy mikan vatzuri. I don't have to bring that the loy straight away. I can bring the loy in a long time from now. Omel Amei, he said, you're right. If you bring the loy in 10 days from now, there's no pigol. I'm talking about afani lematidl beboyim ashram. Comes together with the ashram. So we see clearly that everyone agrees if you bring the loig on its own, there is no matter here. Elam Rabbi Yehuda said, "Elam Rameiri, you're right. V'sami mekan nesachim. Erase the word nesachim. Since Rameir take hold of nesachim. If you brought with the carbon, there is pickle. I'm going to buy you. I don't like erasing. Elam loig tisme. Don't erase it. V'tana loig habo im ha'oshem. The first part, when it says loig, is talking about you brought it at the same time as the asham, and therefore this goes according to Meir that was at Nispagel. And therefore the din would be the same thing applying to Nisachim, Haboyin, and Mazavach. If you brought Nisachim, it would be the same thing. When the end of the Braisa says, but don't include Nisachim, it's talking about you brought Nisachim on its own, without the carbon along with it. And truth of the matter is, who adin loig above the atzman would be the same thing. Well, there's no pigle because you didn't bring it. Simple. So then the Braise continued, how do I know Chatas Oiv? What's the enabler? We said that the enabler by Chatas Oiv is that when you sprinkle the blood, the flesh goes to the coin. That's when you can eat the basa for the coin. Says the Gemara, how do we know Taka that a Chatas Oiv gets eaten by a coin? We know Eilus Oiv gets burned in Mizbech. We know that a normal Kama Chatas, the flesh goes to the, part of the flesh goes to the Kohen. But how do you know when it comes to Chatas Oiv? Not immediately. How do you know this is one of the matlas kuna that goes to a Kohen? Says the Gemara, Tani Levi. Levi says, in the Pasik, after the whole story of Kairach, when he challenged the privileges of the Kohen, so there mentions all the matlas kuna to tell you that despite what Kairach said, all of these things go to the Kohen. It says there, this following should go to the, from the Kohen Shekadoshim. It says, from the fire, it says in the pasuk, kol kabanim, all their kabanas, all comes to obviously include something. What's the kabanim to include? And it says in the pasuk the mincha chatas and nashim that you bring to me kodesh kenashim hu lecha ulevanecha. And it says call all them. So what's it coming to include? L'rabbis loig shemen shel metzayda. What happens to the loig of the oil after they put some on his? You know, they spray it and they put some on his the right ear lobe and his thumb and his toe. What happens to the rest of the oil? It goes to the kohen. Oh, it goes to the kohen. I would have thought mina esh only kabbana that should get burned in his back. The kohen gets a share in it. How do I know the loig shel shemen does not get burned in his back? The kohen gets a share of it. Because Ramana, the Vatar says, the kol kabbana. We would have thought that only only the thing that come from the fire. It says actually a pasuk. It says mekodesh hakadoshim min ha'esh. Therefore, it says kol kabanim to include even lahi. Then it says lechol minchas. This same pasuk. No, he just anyway, but he has just.
In other words, he makes a statement. He makes a public statement.
Exactly. Look how many. Exactly. I treasure the. I value the work of kohen. I'm giving 24 presents. Then the pasuk says all the kabbanas, all the mincha. What mean lechol minchasim? Every word has lechol. Chol obviously comes to include something. What's that coming to include? The rabbis mincha sa'ayma to include the mincha of an ayma, which is a carbon tzibur. Or minchas hakanoyis and a mincha by a seita. Now, why do those two have to be included that the kohen gets it? Because Salgami, I would have thought, and it says in the pasuk, "Ochlu oisam, who should eat them?" Asher kupa behem, those kabanas that provide a kapara. Rashi in Pesachim often tells us from it that even a Yisrael has a mitzvah to shlamim, because he is the kupa behem in the shlamim. Other as the Rishayim argue, but definitely talking about the kohenim eating the ochlu oisam kupa behem. Or minchas oimer is not a kapara. It's lahati rasi. What's the purpose of minchas oimer? To allow us to eat the new crop. Or minchas noise. What's mincha noise? For not a kapara, but to verify whether the woman committed a sin or not. Levadin oven to kasha. I would have thought in these cases the kohen has no share in it. Kamar shalom. The chol. I want a kohen does have a share in it. Then the pasuk says lechol chatos. All the chatos, because in other words, even the chatos that you would think they have no share in, and that's a chatos oif. Chatos oif. Why? Salgar. I would have thought in the veili. I would have thought. Remember, there's no shchita by a bird in the base of midrash. They did malika. They used a very sharp fingernail, and gave it. We'll talk more about it later. And that's how they shechted the bird. I would have thought you cannot eat it. You can eat it from the bech. It's all right. Kamar shalom. Lechol chatosim. So it's clear. That's how we know chatos oif a kohen eats it. Says the Gemara lechol, and then the pasuk says ulechol ashamam for all. Their asham of that coming include the rabbis asham nozir. If a nozir became tame, he has to bring an asham for asham mitzayda, and also by mitzayda when he finishes his period, he brings also an asham. What's the idea of a nozir? He brings an asham so that he can start counting all over again as nazir, because he became tame in middle, so basically cancel whatever he did. The yipul mehem has to start all over again. Kamashalon. Fedi Gemara. Asham mitzayda behedyksibe. Asham says clearly. It says the pasuk kikachatas ka ashamu. So it says clearly that asham mitzayda is like a chatas that the kohen eats with. You're right. El Rabbi, this is what he wants to say. Asham nozik ki asham mitzayda. And an asham nozik asham mitzayda that kohen gets to eat from it. Then the pasuk says asher yoshivu li. They'll return to me. What do you mean? What do you return? It's a gezel ager. If you stole from again, you lied about it, and you have to bring back the principal. You have to give a penalty of a fifth, which is 25%. And then you have to give, which is Kuzmuz Mulbar. And then you have to bring a carbon asham. Who do you give the gezel ager to if he has no family? Lechahu shalachayia. It belongs to the kainim. Who do you give that money to? To the kainim. And it mamish the belongs to the kainim. I feel the kaddish by his isha. He can use it to get a woman engaged to him because it belongs totally theirs. Tanya Rabbelezer, the rules as follows. Pigul bedavar hanase bechutz. Pigul. If you did an avodah which is done on the outside mizbech, and you were standing outside and you had in mind that you're going to spray on the mizbech in the wrong time or eat in the wrong place, pigul, that's pigul. But also how nasa b'fnim, if you were standing outside and you thought about that you're going to do an activity inside the base of Migdash and at the wrong time, loy, that doesn't count. Let's say you shechted the animal outside and to thinking that you're going to spray the blood inside with a particular carbon that has to be done inside, that you can do the wrong time, there's no pigul. You're standing outside. I'm going to shecht in order. You know what you're doing in Azara. And I'm doing it, spraying the blood. And the blood that has to go on the inner mizbech, and I'm going to spray on the pareches or on the mizbech apnimi in the wrong time. Loy pigel, it's no pigel. Shemach shavu bechutz bedover nasa bifnim, loy pigel. What about how you're standing on the inside? But I'm he's shechting a behemoth, which always done Nazara. And while he's shechting a behemoth, that's one of the ways he's doing pigle, and he's thinking that he's going to spray the blood on the inner Mizbeach tomorrow or next week, which is pigle. Sorry? No, Murim, that's the next one. That's something else. Okay, next case. Haya Oymid Bifnim. Let's say you were spraying the blood on the inner Mizbeach. And the Amar, he said, Hareini Mazam, spraying the blood in the Mizbeach. Amanas lahakti ne murim, to roast the fats. And where do you roast the fats from a Mizbeach? From an animal that you sprinkle on the Mizbeach? You don't do any roasting on the inner Mizbeach except potatoes. So where do you do it? On the outer Mizbeach. So you're thinking about an activity of the outer Mizbeach. There's no pickle. The Lishbach Shiraim Lamacha, and I'm going to pour out the leftover remnants. Tomorrow, loy pickle. Why? Shemach Shava Befnim, Bedover, and Azachutz. Again, there's no pickle. He was standing outside. He said, "Hareini shaychid, I'm shechting this animal. Lishpach shirayim lemachah. I'm going to pour the shirayim tomorrow outside. I'm going to roast the fats outside." So, in other words, this is a carbon pneum. This is a carbon I'm going to spray inside. But I'm standing. I'm doing an activity of shechita outside, and I'm thinking about another activity with this particular animal that's done on the outside. For example, the haktaras emurim, pigle. Shemach shav bechutz, bedavar nasa bechutz. It doesn't matter that the sprinkling is done inside. Oh, but Shumalei, my Kara, how does he know this? Because said the pasuk, "Kasha Yudim," when you elevate, you lift. Mishoyir Zevach Hashlamim, when you lift from the Shoyir, it talks about a power Kayim Mashiach. When you lift from the Shoyir Zevach Hashlamim, what do you lift from the Shoyir Zevach Hashlamim to give to the Eibishter? We're talking about the fats. And then you bring it to Kayim Mizbech. What do you mean, Kasha? You're just like, and therefore what? What are you trying to compare something to this? What are you trying to compare? The chimala madu mishoy zevach hashlami ma'ata now. Hello, what are you trying to learn here? Makish par koy mashiach lozev shlami. We're comparing the par koy mashiach to zevach hashlami. Mashoy zevach hashlami. Achi ma'is mashoy zevach hachitzen, just like the zevach hashlami. All of his activities are done at the Adam Mizbeach. Af par koyin Mashiach. So to par koyin Mashiach. That also adji machshavosav umasav, until it's machshavos and all of its maisim that you can do outside are thought on outside. Am Mizbeach chitna thought on outside. Amar Rav Nachman Amar Ravu Amar Rav. The halach is like Rabbi Lazer. This is the chiddush Rabbi Lazer that if on a mizbeach that you spray inside, if while you're spraying inside you're thinking about the haktoras and murim on the outside, there's no pickle. That lock it like a lozer, even though the other time don't agree. So amma mashum rabbi yasi, amma rabbi hilchus ala mashicha. What do we need to know the halach is? You're telling us like the top rashi hilchus mashicha had a kavel on the halacha had sticha on the meis mashiach. You're fixing a halacha which is negay mashiach. Come kishay yivne the meis hamikdash. Shabbana meis hamikdash will be built for achshel huzukolah. We don't need it this moment. Why don't we just cut out the whole kachim here? We have a rule that we dashen and we receive schar. Dashen and receive schar. So he said to me, "Hakim, this is what I'm asking you. Hilchos, of course we need to know all of these things, but you came along, you made a psak halacha. That part we don't need. Halacha kamina. Again, what I'm worried about is the halacha part. Of course we need to know halacha, but you coming along saying hilchos as if you kaveh halacha, we need to know straight away. Since we're not knowing right now, what do we need to know halacha for?" Tak is a question on the Rambam, he's passing all lachas, but he's telling his kolot teir kula, the Rambam says. And yeah. Okay, let's go back to it. Indian Tesis, this will go through some other issues where you find the Hichas and Mashiach, unless you can find this in the Negei somehow today as well. And the first case that it brings about is, we're looking at in Kedushin, that a family that Mashiach will come, that the Mamzein will become Toir. You know, families that we forgot that there's a Mamzein in the family, so the Leo and Avi, you know, will come along and say they're Toir. Why do we need to know that today when Mashiach will come? We'll worry about it then. So he says, no, we need to know today as well. Families that we don't know that they are Mamzeinim, we don't have to advertise it. If somebody knows, we don't have to advertise. That's why, you know, sometimes I bottom advise people if this tragedy happens, they should move to another country. And don't tell them the history. And that's 100% tired. Anyway, there's other things that negate it as well. So I'm going to write Mishneh Kotche. What about Kotche from Goyim? Ain't Chayovin Aleim Mishneh Pigel. Kotche of Goyim, when there's no Chiv of Pigel, their Kabbonis, even though we learn Ish, that we bring Kabbonis from Goyim as well, but they don't have the same status as ours. So there's no Pigel there, there's no Noise by their Kabbonis, there's no Din of Tumah by their Kabbonis. Vahashechta Bechutzpot, if you shech the Goyish carbon outside the base of Midrash, there's no Din of Shchut Echutz. Divide Rab Shimon, and Rab Yaisi holds Chayv. Says the Gemara, Tanah Rabbi learned. Yeah. The same thing, whatever we have. The Kohenim get the Chazei V'Shoik, for example. They bring Nadarim and Nadavim. That's all they bring. So whatever we get by Yid, which is the Chazei V'Shoik, and the rest goes to them. So when we learn, Kotche of the Chavim, it says in the Braise, the Kotchim from a Goy, Loinanin, you shouldn't have enough from it until you bring, you know, you carry out all of the instructions, V'Loimoylin, but if you did, there's no stealing. V'ein Chayovin, Alein, Achayim, Mishon Pigol, Noise V'Tame, V'ein Noisin, Temura, there's no din of Temura. If you take another animal and you say that it should be Temura, we don't say Vayahu Tmanasa Kaidish. You know, if you swap it, it doesn't have the Chalois of Kedusha. It doesn't come together with libation, not like by Yid. No, they cannot bring the Sachim on its own. Sorry. They cannot bring, like a Yid can bring a special carbon called carbon Sachim. I just want to bring wine to the base of Midrash. However, Kabbonon Ton Sachim, but the carbon of a guy does require a Sachim. Divid Abshim. Oh, yeah, okay. It's Yayim Bushel. But Yayim Bushel you can't use.
How does he bring it?
He doesn't bring it. He gives money to the coin and they do it. That's right. He can't walk to the base of Midrash either. Amar Rabbi Yaisi, Rabbi says, Royani Bekulun Lahachmir. I disagree. I hold that Goyim have the same thing like Eden in all of these cases, Shinemar Behen, because it says by them in the same part as Ish. The base Yisrael, and we dash. It talks about Yisrael, but we dash in the second Ish, actually Ish, to teach your Goy, Umnagebi Yisrael. And it says there, Ashi Yakrivu Lahashem, that their carbon has the same status because it's Lahashem. However, when do I say that their kabbalah is a tree like by kotchim mizbeach? Avo the kotchim better kabayis. When it comes to kotchim of maintenance based on English, then moyelim behen. By Medrash Rambam goes back to the Tanakhama. The Tanakhama holds that by Goyim there's no Me'ilah, their Kabbonis don't have the status of a Yid. That's only Kochim that donate Beis HaMikdash because they don't have the same Kedusha. I will Kochim Bede Kabayis, if a Goy donates something to the Beis HaMikdash for maintenance, which is Kedusha's Damim, then Me'ilah, if a guy uses it for his own use, he's stealing because that could belong to the Beis HaMikdash. Why not? It's only Mizbech that they're not Shaykh to. Says the Gemara, let's analyze his Braise. No, this is Tanakhama. When we said men and women, going back to the Tanakhama. Rabbi Yaisi holds that Goyim have the same thing like Eden. The Tanakhama holds that Goyim do not have the same. There's no pigle, there's no noise, no tummy. By men and women, when do I say that? Only by kachim is bare, because they're not shaykh to it. But by kachim, better gabayis. If you use it, you're stealing. What do you mean? You don't have a no. You don't have a no, but there's no stealing. If there's no stealing, that means it doesn't mean it won't be a midir. So why can't I have a no? So he's saying here, when we say you shouldn't have a no, it means only midirabon. Now, why is there no stealing? If a guy donated an animal to the base of Midrash for a carbon, you're stealing it. What's a chiluk for a guy or yid? Says the Gemara, no, because we learned right before. How do you know the whole idea of Mila? The Gama Mila. How do you know the whole idea of Mila? It says chet metruma by Mila. It says v'chotav b'shgogim by truma. It says v'lo yisol of chet, and there it says v'lo yichalu es kachim bnei Yisrael. So you know that. So we're learning out Mila from truma that you're not allowed to use kachim bnei Yisrael. You're not allowed to use for any purpose. The betruma k'sib bnei Yisrael. And by Truma, what does it say? It says Leichal is Kachi Bnei Yisrael. So we know that this whole din of Mila and Yichayv Misa and all that is only shared by a goy, not by Yid. Ain't Chayav No Lamesh Pigel Noise V'Tami. My time, because where do you learn Pigel from? Oven Menoise. You learn Pigel Oven. You learn the punishments. You learn Oven Menoise. V'Osi Noise. We had before, and comes along Noise, and you learn Chil Matuma. Over Tumek Sib Bnei Yisrael. Matuma says. Again, we nozru mikotchi bnei Yisrael. They know it's a tumura. There's no din of tumura by a goy. How do I know that? My timer, the isk is tumura la maisa behema. We compare tumura's behema to maisa behema. By maisa behema, the end of the chukaisa, it says, vayahu utmurasi yekaidish. U maisa behema isk is la maisa dogan. And we know that maisa behema is similar to the maisa of your grain. How do I know that? Because it says, asa ta asa, bishne maisa, kosab dabba maisa behema, maisa dogan. So we know they go together. U maisa dogan, see, by grain, it says, bnei Yisrael, vilay vichabim. Says the Gemara, v'chidavar, so you're learning Maisa from Maisa, and then you learn Truma from Maisa, and you learn Kabbanis from Maisa, v'chidavar halamed behekesh, chayizim la behekesh, we have a rule by Kachim. General Torah, we say, we do learn. Something that's learned from a hekesh can teach other things also through a hekesh. But by Kachim, we're much more careful. And if the whole basis of it is a hekesh, you cannot learn, take it again and learn other things from it. So how can you do that here? So we answer, Maisa Dagon Chulun, that Maisa Dagon, the original Melamed, the original teacher here, is Chulun. Therefore, which you like Chulun, and not, even though it taught regarding Kachim, regarding Maisa Behema, but it's not treated as Kachim, it's treated as Chulun, because the original Limud or Melamed is Chulun. It says, but a honey, Chulun, but Melamed doesn't go after the original source, which is Chulun, I understand. Elamad Abbas, Lama doesn't go after where you, the derivative, which is also Kachim, Maikel Mehman, how can you go and learn Hekish to Hekish? Elamaisa Behema, Chuvish ain't Kvulazman. Maisa Behema is a Chuv that has no fixed time. Because whenever you decide whenever you want. The Chuvish ain't Lazman, Kvua, you saw Maisa Chuvla Maisa. What do we learn out by Oivig Chavim only in the Dorim and Dovis? And so on and so forth. And what do you call it? So anything which is. So anything which is not Kavua's man, you saw bringing a goyim, do not bring. So we're saying that Shalmei, Maiser, and Chatas, and Oshem, things which are something that prompted it, is not Shaykh to goy at all. And they're only Shaykh to the Dorim and Dabas, nothing else. That's how we know they're not Shaykh to it. We'll go with this last part tomorrow. We'll continue tomorrow. So we're tomorrow we're still doing after davening, but I think Tuesday, we'll see. We saw Patil my